خير قاو صامخ عمرين سمن زين خير مسيس فعلا ميش بعض السودة أن أصدق كريس بير خلاف بحر كاخن أصدق أي كريسس so he came to visit he wasn't planning to join the meal and he sat down and they there are carrots they offered him something to drink so he makes a bracha maybe a goffin shahak whatever the situation might be and he drinks a little later on they offer him a second cup so does he need to make a new bracha do we say that the bracha he made was specifically for that cup because that he hadn't anticipated a second drink or not so he says imaminig came if the normal way that people around there function is that they offer multiple drinks so he made a rapier golfer he made the shahakal he understood that he could anticipate there's probably going to be more so he had intent to cover all of the cups are going to which are going to be brought so this is another example of the concept of something which if it's ragal to do it this is a common thing to do it that generates a level of das and the bracha will be extended for those situations meanwhile if it's not it was not the minute to offer multiple curses so sort of bracha called echo bracha so he needs to make a new bracha on each cup as it's being offered now even though it's a possibility that multiple they might offer him again but if it's not ragu to do that we assume that the bracha his intent was for the what he has in front of him and not for the multiple the possibility of another case down the road unless the person would have explicit tas that just in case they're going to be offering him multiple cases he wants to include that even in the first scenario the Mishnah Berurah says it's appropriate to have in mind explicitly just in case that he wants to cover the multiple cases they're going to offer him but over there since it's ragel the bracha will work but in case it's not ragel unless he had explicit tas the bracha doesn't work so this idea has an interesting example which Berurah talks about a case where a person's buying a meal and they bench on a kais and then they're sending the kashal bracha around the table to everybody get an opportunity to drink it's appropriate to drink from a kashal bracha but they weren't adding any more wine grape juice to the kashal bracha and he looks at it and he says it's doubtful that he's going to receive any because he's far away. By the time he gets them, it's probably going to be deplenished and there's nothing for him to drink. So we assume that even though it's a possibility that he might get it, we assume that he did not have das to be yotze with the bracha, great pir gofen, because he did not anticipate receiving it. And therefore, we assume the stam das is he did not mean to include himself in the bracha, the great pir gofen of the mevarech. If it does come to him, it's as if he was a nimlach, he not anticipated it, now he got it. So he needs a new bracha. One more point I want to point out. We mentioned just briefly that a person should hold the item in one's hand when they make the bracha. So the appropriate hand to hold it in is the right hand. In general, we want to show chashivas or something, we hold it in one's right hand. And therefore, a person who is a lefty should hold it in their left hand. If they want to show chashivas for something, they hold it in their stronger hand, which for them is so an ish iter, a person who is an iter, will hold it in their left hand, and a regular person will hold it in their right hand. I do want to point out that this is the last year in the Hilchos Brachos. We will start Hilchos Brachos Areyach with regards to brachos on food. Part of the Suda, we started this with Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, the Hilchos Netilas Yadayim for a Suda, and we've continued. That was shir number 662, and this is shir 1170. So that's 509 shiurim on the topic of Hilchos Brachos, how to function properly during the meal in Brachos and Nehemi. That's something we'll start in the next shir, Klaus HaMakalov. Halachas of Birchas Areyach, and move on to other halachas as well. And meanwhile, have a good